The debate over Common Core education standards is intensifying at the state capitol. Lawmakers in the House yesterday considered a resolution on the Common Core for more than an hour, and later in the afternoon, teachers from across South Dakota offered their experiences with the education benchmarks and took questions from lawmakers. SDPB's Keely Boltina attended that panel discussion. She joins us live from Pierre. And Keely, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl.
Well, there's a lot of talk about the Common Core standards, but it seems like there's some confusion about what they are and what they aren't. Can you clear some of that up for us?
Yes, that's one of the biggest challenges of reporting on and talking about Common Core standards, because many people are consolidating all of these changes they're seeing in education into the umbrella of Common Core, and that's not necessarily accurate. So when we're talking about the Common Core education standards, we're talking about this set of standards, these benchmarks for student achievement. Teachers refer to them kind of as the floor, the minimum that they want students to achieve moving forward. South Dakota transitioned to Common Core. They started back in 2010. And so teachers have been moving toward adhering to Common Core for the last several years and away from the previous standards we had.
Now, going back to 2010, so why are teachers in Pierre now, 3-4 years later?
The Common Core is coming under some intense scrutiny in the State House this session. There have been several bills that are filed, multiple resolutions questioning whether Common Core is the right way to go, whether this is something we should do. There's a back and forth debate between lawmakers about whether this should have been addressed several years ago, if it went through the proper channels, and if this is good for South Dakota students, because people on all sides of this say that it's about the kids and it's about the education. So it's a question of whether Common Core is still the right decision. Robin Curtis is one of the teachers who made the trip to Pierre. She teaches sixth grade math and science in Winter. And she says her middle schoolers know why she's teaching in this more non-traditional way. And it's not a Common Core requirement. It's just a way that is inspired by the Common Core that she's found helps her students meet those benchmarks and think more critically.
And I said to them, why am I teaching you what I'm teaching you? And one student turned to another and said, so we can do this. And I said, what is this? What are you talking about? So we know how to argue with each other. And I said, what do you mean by argue? And my student, she said, so that we know how to explain what we're seeing, so that we can explain what's going on around us. And I said, that's exactly right. That's why I ask you to dig deeper and to know more. For my students, Common Core is teaching them to explain what's going on around them. They can explain what's happening in their world. They can explain what they're seeing in math class while we're doing a science lesson. They can use the different processes that they've learned and apply them in different areas.
These educators say that this blurring of those subject matters, instead of going exactly from social studies all about social studies and math all about math and English all about English, is actually helping students because they're connecting the different subject matters and talking about them. So in science class, you're incorporating a lot of math, but in reading, maybe you're reading more about science. So it's they say this brings all of these things together and the new models that they're using, because they are better accustomed to Common Core, are helping students get there. They're taking that thinking to that additional level. Teachers say they're there to make sure that those students walk out of that classroom fully prepared to do whatever they want. And if different strategies are going to have that effect, that's the way they want to be able to teach. They believe that Common Core has given them that.
Now, what about one of the things I've heard from a friend of mine who has kids in school dealing with the Common Core standards is about the math. She says that she doesn't really understand what the kids are doing in their math class and how they're manipulating numbers. So is this a situation regarding the subject of math? Is it Common Core? Are the teachers helping to clear up what this is all about?
They are. That math example is really common because the way elementary students are doing math right now and middle school students doesn't look like the traditional adding, subtracting, multiplication, division that even I grew up with. So when you're looking at grids and boxes and having people or having these kids go through and do the same problem multiple different ways to try to, you know, figure out the solution they already know, parents are concerned that that's not teaching them math. But these teachers say that it's just a new method. method to improve those students' achievement in math and in other subjects, because when they go through that same problem multiple times in multiple ways, the student is able to figure out what way works best for them. That's what a lot of these teachers say, too, is that not all of the kids process the information in the same way. So having multiple avenues to do these problems, especially in math, gives students opportunities to learn it whatever ways. One of the principals said, you know, when I was in school, I got in trouble for trying to figure out a different way to do the math problem and get the same answer than what the teacher did. He said, we shouldn't be squashing that. We should be encouraging that in our students. And another teacher talked about her own experience in high school. Her dad looked at her homework and said, oh, you're doing that new math. So it's not unique that parents are put in a position now that they don't know how their children are learning. Teachers say they want to be there for parents, that parents should be able to come in and say, I don't understand this. Help me help my student to better understand this math.
Now, lawmakers are hearing from people who are opposed, but they're talking about more than just these Common Core standards. What else is included in these complaints about education standards?
One lawmaker at the panel says he gets about 50 emails against the Common Core for each one supportive note. So even lawmakers who support the Common Core say they are not hearing from the parents and the teachers who think this is a good idea for South Dakota students. Representative Ann Hayek attended the meeting, and she read of one of the emails that she got from Common Core, which said that the system is destroying education. But Hayek voted to keep Common Core and says she's getting emails well beyond the scope of what the current Common Core standards actually do.
There are some that get very lengthy and go into studying that they have done on the bill and looked into it for months and years and tell me stuff that, as I have studied it, are in direct contravention, and I can't understand where this information is coming from. However, I will tell you that I did listen to a video, it was a CD disc that was given, and I listened to it, and I need to listen to it again, because some of the stuff that was being put forth on that dealt with the sex education the kids were getting. It was all, I just had to shake my head and say, where is this coming from? We are talking about math and English standards. We are talking about being able to take skills and take them across different subject areas to be able to reason and know why you're thinking.
So Representative Hayek references different subjects other than math and English. South Dakota has Common Core standards in math and English. They are a rubric that outlines what students should be able to achieve in those subject matters, how they should be able to think, and what they should be able to do. So teachers are confused as to where this is coming from, and so are the lawmakers. They're looking, they're trying to do research to try to understand where some of these ideas are coming from and these misconceptions are occurring, and they just haven't been able to find them right now.
One of the criticisms I'm hearing about the Common Core is that these standards are coming from the top down control that takes the decisions away from local teachers and schools.
Right, which is interesting because the teachers on the panel say it gives them more opportunity, more creativity, more ability to morph their classroom however the students best learn. One teacher referenced the fact that she found out all of her students, for the most part, liked learning about athletes. So she tailored all of her lessons to athletes, whether it was science or math or English, reading all of those things so that the students would be more engaged. But this top-down idea isn't something that has just come up. And Representative Jim Bolin is an outspoken critic of the Common Core standards. I was able to talk with him earlier this morning, and here's what he has to say about the Common Core.
The Common Core initiative was funded by corporations, Bill Gates, other people, seeking to bring about these particular standards, the testing process, I believe very soon a unified curriculum for the entire country. And I think that's dangerous for the United States because, again, one of the principal foundations of American education is decentralized local control of schools.
I once heard you say that it could lead toward the federalization of education countrywide. How does the state opting into this, if it's not mandated, but it is encouraged by the federal government, really taking that too far? How else do we compete against other states if we don't have, you know, a standard that's similar?
Well, I think our standards can be, you know, I think it doesn't matter, you know, whether it's in Indianapolis or Indonesia, we're still going to be teaching the Pythagorean theorem. And one of my big, mathematics and English, these are all these are all, whenever you start to move towards a process where the federal government or other entities begin to determine what local schools and individual states are going to do as far as the educational process is concerned, you begin to go away from first principles of American education, which is decentralized local control. And for a lot of people, that is, a lot of people don't necessarily like that. They think that there should be a more centralized process. I think that especially here in South Dakota, where our schools, other than there are pockets of problems and difficulties, but our schools are doing have really done an excellent job with, I think most people would say, limited funding. And I want to congratulate the teachers and the, of which I was one for many years, and the administrators for doing an excellent job. But we just can't move away from one of our foundational principles of education.
Well, the idea of local control certainly resonates with South Dakotans.
Sure.
We like local control. And the Department of Education, supporters of Common Core, say that Common Core still allows for local control, that that's what it's based on. So I'm having trouble understanding, if they say that, why you say it isn't.
Okay. And a lot of this comes down to just really perhaps a vision of what you think education is all about. But I will say this. I think it is incomprehensible for people to believe that if the standards are written and the electronic test called Smarter Balance is written, that the curriculum, and this is where people say, oh, we're still going to be able to determine our own curriculum with a standard that's been written and copyrighted and a test that's already been written, the curriculum will soon follow to be a national operation. Because if you're going to use these tests to compare one state to another, pretty soon everything's going to be squeezed into the same mold. And that is what I think this is removing creativity and really individual freedom for teachers from the whole process.
Bolin references funding for the Common Core standards, and he's right. The Gates Foundation dropped $20 million into funding for the Common Core standards last year. But it's important to note that the states aren't compelled to. No federal funding is attached to adhering to Common Core standards. It's an option by the states. I did ask Representative Bolin about some testimony lawmakers have heard this session, people concerned about incorporating retinal scans or video in the classrooms or linking Social Security numbers to student data that's provided to the federal government. His response is that the privacy aspect of Common Core is not his concern, so he lets others speak to those elements. For the record, the Department of Education says they cannot and do not link identifiable information from students to the test scores they provide to the federal government.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes left here, Keeley. But before we go here, touching on the Department of Education, now that they still support the Common Core. And a few years ago, when they didn't have much resistance when they started implementing the Common Core education standards.
Right. The state's Department of Education, the Board of Regents, big teaching organizations such as the SDEA all support Common Core benchmarks. Education Secretary Melody Schopp says she thinks the criticism of the Common Core now is that people are lumping Common Core into other federal programs. But the state opts to use those standards. It doesn't have any mandated curricula.
I understand that, and that's why I think we're really sensitive to that, because we want people to be assured that that is not where this was not a movement from the federal government. And I understand that people believe that there was some sort of subversive movement to kind of get everything underneath that. So I don't know if it's from that, because I'll be really honest, it's been about a month or two ago. Those of us who were here, like some of the teachers said, way back at the implementation back in 2010, right before that, we were working. I asked them the other day, I said, do you remember any sort of reason why we thought we weren't doing? In fact, we were excited. I mean, it was a big deal that we were excited about moving the state forward. We were excited about thinking that we were really going to be increasing the demand for students, and we were going to really move towards that idea of college, career, and life readiness. None of us had any indication that things would go to this direction, because it was such a positive thing we were doing. And so I think it's as confusing for us about why all these other pieces have been tied together with it, because I do believe, when we did back then, that there was no indication that there was any concerns whatsoever, and tons of support from teachers.
One lawmaker asked the panel of teachers in Pierre what these educators would do if the state legislature removed Common Core. They responded by asking what general concepts should guide their classrooms then, because there's no other system in place and it's too far gone. The old standards are too far gone to adhere to those. And teachers agree that their students would be disappointed if they were told not to teach using these new methods of instruction that are really inspired by the Common Core benchmarks.